President Biden traveled to La Crosse, Wisconsin today to promote the bipartisan infrastructure framework. That's the $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal a bipartisan group of senators struck last week. The president says the plan would put people back to work with big salaries.
This deal will put American workers to work in good-paying jobs. Not minimum wage jobs, not $15 an hour jobs, prevailing wage jobs, good paying jobs, repairing our roads and our bridges.
The plan invests in transportation, water, broadband, and power infrastructure and addresses pollution and climate change.
Dmitry talked about the administration's new campaign to sell infrastructure with NBC News White House correspondent Mike Memoli.
Well, this is a White House that obviously has been playing an inside game for weeks, if not months, trying to negotiate this infrastructure bipartisan deal, Republicans and Democrats coming together. And now we know what a difficult task is ahead for them in trying to get the votes in the House and Senate. And they really think that the path to getting there is to continue to build public pressure on both parties to support this plan. The White House believes that there are so many components of this that are widely popular. How often have we heard them say, even if Republicans in Washington don't support the rescue plan, that $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill they passed earlier this year, that Republicans in across the country support it. And so it's not lost on me that he is in a district that is represented by a Democrat in Congress, but which President Trump carried last fall, and in a state which is going to have a very competitive Senate election in 2022. And so while his legislative affairs team and Democrats in Congress are hard at work negotiating amongst themselves with Republicans to get the legislative path forward, they're trying to build public pressure out in the country. And as the president said, he's going to be making the case all summer long that this is the right plan and that he wants support for it.
As far as we can tell, has the damage been reversed from the president's misstep where he talked about a tandem, the straight infrastructure bill and then the human infrastructure bill, and that he would reject one if he didn't get the other?
That's right. It was a self-inflicted wound right out of the gate as the president was celebrating this deal last week. But he did clean it up rather quickly, and it appears to the satisfaction of the key Republicans who were part of this negotiation. What's interesting, though, is that the Democrats are the ones that seem to be needing a little bit more handholding here to understand what the process is and to be sure that on the progressive side of the spectrum in the party that they're going to get more. They largely support what's in this smaller bipartisan compromise. But the president campaigned on a pretty bold and progressive, as he put it at the time, agenda that includes a lot more and has a much bigger price tag than the roughly $900 billion to $1.2 trillion, depending on how you do the math. And that's a big Washington game for sure. But they want to see more, and they don't want to lose the opportunity to do that. And so it's going to require constant care and feeding, really, from the White House to make sure every side of the party, let alone both parties, are on board.
Now, along with everything you've told us, your colleague Stephanie Ruhle at MSNBC has been speaking to moderate Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and the quote that is making news is, "We will probably have to go to reconciliation." For people that don't follow the Senate every day, what does that mean?
So Joe Manchin has been a critical voice in just about everything the White House has tried to move through Congress, the Senate in particular, because in a 50-50 Senate, you can't lose a single Democrat. And so what is significant about what Manchin told Stephanie Ruhle is that he supports this two-track approach that the White House is pursuing, that he is going to not just support potentially this bipartisan deal, but he's willing to go further and to do a Democrat-alone additional measure here. The big issue, the big question is just how big will that be? You have Bernie Sanders, who's the chair of the budget committee, who runs this process as it moves forward, who is talking about a $6 trillion reconciliation bill. Joe Manchin is concerned about that price tag. He says he'll support whatever he thinks this country can afford. That might mean lower to about $2 trillion, which would be paid for, which Manchin significantly says he'll support, by raising corporate taxes. Now, the president has proposed raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. Manchin says he might not support that high. 25% is really what he wants from 22% where it stands right now. But to have Manchin supportive of the process at this point is really everything for at least giving the White House a chance to move on both paths here forward. And Manchin is going to have a critical voice, but so will Bernie Sanders, and it's going to be making making sure you can bridge the gap between the two throughout this process. That's going to be the key to success.
Would it be a really dumb idea to make any predictions right now? We just don't know how this is all going to, you know, be hashed out.
I think this is a doubleheader, a day-night doubleheader, as you'd see at Nats Park. And we're probably in the top of the first inning. So this is a long way to go. And realistically, if things go well, we're looking at a final vote in the House by the end of September, potentially even longer than that. And so that means every day when we see a comment from a Republican who we think should be supporting the bipartisan deal, or a Democrat who they need to support both deals, that wavers at all, it's going to really lead to a lot of questions about whether this can move forward. And it's going to lead to a long, hard summer for the White House. But they're determined, as the president laid out today, to see it through. Inaction is one of the president's red lines. He said he didn't want to raise taxes on the middle class, but that inaction was also a red line for him. So they're determined, but it's not going to be an easy lift for somebody who has styled himself, as he reminded all of us in the East Room, "I know Congress better than most of you." But now is the test for that.
NBC News White House correspondent Mike Memoli on Skype.